Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the demise of the skinny repeal. That's what the Senate finally voted on in their gazillionth attempt to undo Obamacare. The fat repeal was discarded long ago as lacking popular support. Neither did the plump, portly, rotund, or tubby repeal display much appeal amongst conservatives. And nobody ever talked about the pudgy and obese repeals, which were mothballed without ever seeing the light of day. Since the skinny repeal failed, Mitch McConnell reportedly will not consider a scrawny repeal, much less a slender, gaunt, malnourished, emaciated, or anorexic repeal, and surely we can assume the cadaverous repeal is dead on arrival. For the last 7 years, Republicans campaigned on repeal and replace. But in a rare televised 2 a.m. vote, they failed to convince three of their own to repeal now and then maybe replace down the line, maybe not, with the emphasis on the not. The most dramatic part was not the final count, 51 nays to 49 yeas, but how it was accomplished. Senator John McCain cast the deciding vote, sending the tie-breaking Vice President Mike Pence home to bed. It was way past his bedtime. And now McCain's motivation is being questioned. Is he just being his normal irascible self, or is he sticking it to the president? Or did he find it tough to leave a publicly paid hospital stay in his home state of Arizona to throw millions of people off their health care so rich people could have more money? He's not talking. President Trump immediately tweeted plans to let Obamacare fail because that makes America great again, having a leader willing to let other people die to prove a point. The upshot is Mitch McConnell might actually have to compromise with Democrats. Yes, his worst nightmare has finally come true. And then tomorrow, locusts. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.